Tonight's Delilah's Dilemma is from Amanda, who says, 6 years ago, my best friend and I had a fight and we could not resolve it. Today is her birthday. Circumstances were overwhelming for both of us, which caused our relationship to come to an end. During this downfall, my best friend became close with other people and moved on. Our relationship no longer exists in the present. I've tried to communicate with her, and I've been shot down. But this year, she started saying hello to me. I still love her, and I believe I always will. We've gone through every major stepping stone together, but the friendship did not survive to adulthood. I would like advice. Is this friendship worth fighting for? Or is it time to accept that I don't hold a place in this person's life anymore? What should I do? Amanda, I will have my Mama Delilah words for you coming up next. Delilah. Tonight's Delilah's Dilemma is from Amanda, who had a best friend growing up. And then 6 years ago, they got into a disagreement and the friendship came to an end. And she's wondering if the friendship is worth fighting for. Amanda, that all depends. Is your friend, you said she's saying hi, is she interested in rekindling the friendship? If she is, then of course it's worth fighting for, silly. But if she's not, you have to accept that for her, she's closed the door on this friendship. And there's nothing you can do to kick it open, pry it open, want it open, pray it open. You just need to move on. Cherish those memories. Don't let the disagreement you had tarnish those memories of your true friendship that lasted for years. And grow. Grow and learn from whatever caused you to fall apart. Maybe you're just at different places in life, or maybe one or the other of you have chosen an unhealthy lifestyle, and that dissolves friendships. If one person is an alcoholic and the other person isn't, it's very hard to maintain a friendship. Or if one person is addicted to gambling and the other person isn't, it's very, very hard to maintain a friendship. Because when that happens, you're always trying to fix your friend, and your friend becomes somebody who can only use you and resent you. So first you have to identify why the friendship fell apart in the first place, and then you have to figure out if she is at all interested in rekindling the friendship. And if she's not, then you need to move on and cherish those memories, but don't keep trying to open a door that she doesn't want opened.